Thank you for calling the Erica Insurance Customer Service Center. Your call will be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. Your call will be monitored and recorded. Please stay on the line after your call to provide your feedback with a brief survey. All benefit information discussed is not a guarantee of payment and is subject to the terms outlined in the plan documents. Visit aetnastudenthealth.com to view those documents as well as to print an ID card or to locate a provider.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Aetna Student Health. This is Lisa. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Joe, and I am calling from provider office looking for patient eligibility and benefits.
Can I have the member's ID number? May I start with a W?
Sure. It's a W as in whiskey 289-237887.
May I have the member's last name and first name?
Member's name is Emily Vance. Date of birth is March 25th, 1999.
May I have, your name was Sam? I was speaking to Sam.
It's Joe, J-O-E.
I'm sorry, what was it?
It's a Joe. J-O-E, and the last initial is in Romeo.
Okay. Sorry about that. May I have a telephone number for you?
631-518-6090.
Okay, and this is regarding a claim status?
I'm looking for the eligibility and the benefits.
And are you contracted with that now?
Yes.
So I show the member's effective date or renewal date January 1st, 2025, and is active through October 7th of 2025.
Okay, and what is the primary care physician copay for the member?
The plan covers the services related to an accident or a sickness condition. So if they're coming in because they're sick and not feeling well and need to see a doctor, they will have a $20 copayment for Aetna preferred providers.
So
and then the office visit is covered at 100%.
Okay, so basically a PCP copay is a $20, am I right?
Right, but they don't have benefits for routine services. They only have it for accident or sickness.
For the only accident and sickness, right?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and regular visit they don't have, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
They have not a regular visit, like they don't visit regular. Like there is no copay for the regular visit, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean regular visit, because regular visit to me is preventative.
You don't mean like they don't have a copay or what are you saying? Can you repeat it?
We don't have benefits for routine services.
Okay, routine services.
So if they're coming in for a checkup, that's not going to be covered. If they were coming in to see a specialist, then yes, they have a $20 copayment to see a specialist, and then it's covered at 100%. They do have a per condition deductible also, which is $35 per condition to see a specialist.
Is their policy cover medical benefit or not?
That's medical. To see a specialist is medical.
Okay, got it. And okay, no problem. And what will be the reference number for the call?
We don't have reference number, but you can certainly use my name and today's date.
And what's your name?
Lisa, L-I-S-A.
Last initial is?
P as in Peter.
Okay, and Lisa, if you don't mind, I have one more patient, but I don't have a member's ID. I only have a Medicare ID, so can you help me in that?
No, I don't do any Medicaid. ID numbers. We're only doing student
so
health.
Can you transfer the call in the department who can help me in that?
Do you have a phone number to transfer you to?
No.
I can transfer you, but I don't know the phone number to transfer you to.
No, I don't have any phone number. If you don't have, if you have, you can transfer the call in that department, so it will be helpful for me.
Okay, as we don't handle Medicaid, so I don't have it. Let me see if I can Google it. You said there's an Aetna product?
Yes, for the Aetna.
Let me Google what phone number that comes up here, because we don't handle any Aetna's Medicaid products.
No problem. Thank you so much. I will manage it. Bye-bye. Take care.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye-bye.